Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 17th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Geography of Ireland. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the world's most fascinating Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you through today's journey. We're heading to a place that's known for its rich history, lush landscapes, and a cultural tapestry as vivid as its rolling green hills. Yes, you guessed it. Today, we're exploring the geography of Ireland. Segment 1, setting the scene. Imagine stepping into a world where rugged coastlines meet verdant pastures and ancient stone relics whisper stories of old. Yet, Ireland is not just a land of past adventures. It's a country that beautifully intertwines the ancient with the modern. Stretching westward from Great Britain, Ireland juts into the North Atlantic across about 84,421 square kilometers. Or for our American friends, that's around 32,595 square miles of stunning geography. Now, listeners, here's a question for your mind to ponder. How does geography influence the culture and history of a nation? As we embark on this exploration, think about how Ireland's distinctive landforms might have shaped its identity. Segment 2, the influence of Irish terrain. Did you know that Ireland is fondly known as the Emerald Isle for its eye-catching green landscapes? Striking in its diversity, Ireland's geography ranges from the low central plains to mountains, the highest peak being Carron Tuathail at 1,038 meters. The island consists of mostly rolling plains surrounded by a ring of coastal mountains. The rivers, such as the Shannon and the Liffey, weave tales through the heart of the country, acting not just as water sources, but as historical pathways. Here's a thought-provoking notion. How might these waterways have facilitated ancient trade and cultural exchange? Consider your own community. Are there geographical features that have shaped its history and growth? Segment 3, the climate and its consequences. Many of us may associate Ireland with a wet, misty climate, a reputation that's not inaccurate. Modified by the North Atlantic drift, Ireland enjoys a temperate maritime climate, rarely seeing extreme temperatures. This persistent drizzle and mild weather contribute to the lush greenery that envelops the island. Pause for a moment. Imagine the soft rain tapping on lush leaves, nurturing both land and spirit alike. However, this climate is a double-edged sword, affecting agriculture and settlement patterns. The mild temperatures ensure a long growing season for crops, but also necessitate resilient adaptations to the dampness. Let me share a quick anecdote. During my visit to an Irish farm, the farmer told me how the rain both sustains and challenges daily agricultural life, a perfect metaphor for balance. Segment 4, the coastal wonders and natural phenomena. Ireland's coastline, dramatically carved by the Atlantic, offers a view into nature's raw power. A striking sight whether seen as part of grand cliffs or serene beaches. Off the coast, enchanted islands such as the Aran Islands preserve unique dialects and ways of life, hinting at the geographical isolation that has sometimes shielded Ireland's rich cultural diversity. This brings us to a fascinating question. How does geographical isolation influence a culture's evolution internally and its interactions with others externally? Pondering this question might just lead you to think about your own geographical influences. Segment 5, human imprint and geographical evolution. Finally, as we consider the human elements etched upon Ireland's geography, from the prehistoric mounds of Newgrange to the modern metropolises of Dublin and Belfast, we must ask, how do we coexist and leave our mark upon this planet? Ireland showcases centuries of human history carved quite literally into its landscape. Urban areas evolved around natural harbors like Dublin Bay and Belfast Lough, geography shaping not just settlements but economic lifelines. Reflect for a moment on how your environment has influenced your lifestyle and community development. Conclusion and call to action. What a journey it has been, unfolding the tapestry of Ireland's geography, from mountains and rivers to cultural interactions, inexorably knit by the fabric of land and climate. each element revealing a piece of Ireland's story just waiting for the next chapter. I urge you, dear listeners, to think about the geography that surrounds you. How does it shape your identity, your community? Now's the time to explore an article or delve into maps and histories when you return to your scrolling device of choice, perhaps even contributing to this vast collection of knowledge. Thanks for joining me today on Wikipedia. Until next time, may you remain curious, open-minded, and in awe of the world's breathtaking diversity.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Geography of Ireland. Thanks for listening. See you next time.